nugget. Her go. Is that baby gonna be a porker or what?
Well, at least when she's got her mouth stuffed full of food, she ain't barking at me.
Roseanne, where's my pie?
Pregnant women have such a glow about them, don't they?
It's just hormones, Roseanne.
No, it's way beyond hormones. I mean, she's psycho. She threw such a fit at Lamaze class last night, we got detention.
Roseanne!
Coming, Crystal, and so is your pie. Now, would you like some whipped cream on that?
What's that supposed to mean? You think I'm eating too much? Well, come on, Roseanne, you know what it's like to eat for two. You do it all the time.
Okay, no whipped cream.
Way to hold back, Roseanne.
I hope that baby has a gigantic head.
Well, I got good news. I got a promotion. So in 3 weeks, I'm afraid to say, I will no longer be your boss. Go ahead, get it over with.
Dynamite!
Right!
Yeah, I knew you'd be happy for me.
Well, what'd they make you?
I am Director of Human Resources.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what is that exactly?
I have no idea. But I'm sure there'll be some literature in the desk.
So, who's going to manage the restaurant?
Well, my guess would be a Director of Human Resources wannabe.
Well, Leon, look, let me be the first to say that although we haven't always seen eye to eye, you have always been fair, and I really enjoy working with you.
Well, thank you, Bonnie.
What?
If it's Dean, tell him I'm not home.
You're closer.
Get it.
Give me a dollar.
A quarter.
A quarter?
And I won't pound you now. Go.
All right. Yeah? Hi, Dean. No, Becky said to tell you she's not here right now.
DJ?
That's what you get for a quarter.
You're dead, you little rodent.
Hi, Dean. No, he didn't understand, Dean. He's kind of slow. Saturday, geez, you know, I'm going out with my friend Dana. Who, by the way, told me she thinks you're really cute. Yeah. No, call her. I wouldn't mind. Great. Okay, bye. Look, Dana's going to call in a few minutes. Would you tell her I'm not home?
Got it.
So, how was your trip?
1,200 miles in 3 days. First time I ever hauled livestock. Stunk like hell, but it's nice to have somebody to talk to. So, looks like you're still avoiding Dean.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seems like a nice enough guy.
Well, maybe I'm shallow, but he gets these pit stains you wouldn't believe.
Been there. Have you seen Mark at all?
Just that one time we ended up yelling at each other.
It'll get better.
I don't know. I mean, I'm lonely, I'm sad. I feel like I'm never going to meet another guy I really care about. I mean, this has got to be like the worst time my entire life.
No, Becky. No, no. The worst time in your entire life is going to be when you're all those things and you smell like beef.
You think you can keep your paws off me for like 1 minute?
I was just holding your hand.
Well, I'm sick of it, so back off, okay?
Oh, God, I miss having a boyfriend.
We walk to school together, like, every single day. You're outside every one of my classes. You put your arm around me in the hallway.
You're my girlfriend.
Yeah, well, I liked it better before, when you were David and I was Darlene. Now we're like this David-Darlene creature, like we were fused together in some nuclear accident.
So I won't put my arm around you?
Look, it's not what I mean. I just don't think we need to be together every single moment of my life.
Okay.
Now, I'm going upstairs to read. I'm going to do that alone. Do you think you can handle it?
Fine. You can stay up there all day. I'm not following you. If you want me, you know where to find me.
You must be pretty happy Leon's leaving.
Well, I don't know, you know. I mean to him all the time, then I come home and I feel really guilty. So now that he's leaving, at least I can stop punishing myself.
Well, thanks for waiting.
Well, you left to go over to Crystal's for 10 minutes over an hour ago.
She's driving me crazy.
What was it this time?
The thermostat.
You just replaced that thermostat.
Well, apparently the house is still either too hot or too cold.
Well, yeah, because she's 8 months pregnant and she keeps on having hot and cold flashes.
You know, I suggested that, but she assured me that wasn't the case. Then she kicked me.
You're kidding.
Then she started crying and there was no way I could kick her back.
Well, when's Grandpa coming home?
3 days, at which time she's his problem again.
This gravy's cold.
Give it to me, I'll nuke it.
Where's Darlene?
Oh, well, her and David had a little tiff, so she's up in her room.
What's he doing here?
Well, I'd already invited him, and then when she said it was either her or him, I flipped the coin until he won. There you go, David.
Oh, thanks. This is an incredible dinner. Everything is really great.
Well, why don't you come back tomorrow? We're having it again.
You know what I was thinking? Have they replaced Leon yet?
No, he says they're still looking.
Well, why don't you try for that manager job?
I couldn't get it.
Why not? You help manage a shop, you run the house. You could ask Leon for a reference.
That could never happen, Dan. I'd have to suck up at the speed of light.
I'm not dating you anymore.
I know, that's Crystal. I've already talked to her 50 times today.
I'm not home.
I'll get it. If it's Crystal, I'll talk to Crystal.
If it's Dean.
If it's Dean or Dana, you're not home. I know. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, just a second. David, it's your mom.
Tell her I'm in the shower.
Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Roseanne, what are you doing?
Oh, well, we were slow, so I had the florist bring up some flowers, you know, to kind of cheer the place up a little.
Really?
Yeah, you sound surprised.
Well, I mean, forgive me, but usually when there's nothing to do, that's what you do.
Well, I decided not to do that anymore. It sets a bad example for the staff.
I see. That's good.
Yeah, and I made the cook wash his hands.
Well, I am impressed, Roseanne.
Morning.
Morning, Bonnie. Say, this sudden spurt of efficiency, it wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that my old job is up for grabs now, would it?
Well, why not? I could do it, although not nearly as good as you.
Ooh, that last part had to hurt, huh?
Oh, what do you say, Leon? Could you give me a reference, huh, please?
Sure. I'm out of here. Let the whole place burn down.
Hold on a minute. You're not going to give her the same reference you gave me, are you?
Hey, you went and applied for that job without even telling me about it?
Wait a minute, okay? Leon, you know I put in twice as many hours as she does, and you know I work a hell of a lot harder than she does.
Hey!
Come on, Leon.
No. Look, I'm sorry, but it's not right that I get in the middle of this since I don't care.
Why are you trying to sink me with Leon.
I'm not. Look, Roseanne, I could really use this job. And I just want the people upstairs to know there's a difference between you and I, that's all.
What difference? There's no difference.
Oh, come on, Roseanne. I'm here full-time. You're here part-time. You take breaks anytime you want. You're always late. And you're mean to the customers.
I am not mean. I'm crusty.
Well, I take this job very seriously.
You know, gruff but lovable.
I'm just saying that I work really hard and I think I'll be a great manager.
Oh, and I wouldn't?
I don't think so. I think you'd end up getting a raise and I'd end up covering for you like I always do.
Well, how come you never said any of this before?
Because you never wanted to be my boss before.
Oh, right, but now you are going to be my boss. And because I'm such a lousy waitress, I suppose the first thing you're going to do is fire me.
I would not.
Oh, and you call yourself management material.
Hey. Okay, I closed the shop down. I'm here. What's the big emergency?
The dryer's not working.
Is it really not working, or does she think it's not working?
No, this one's real.
Did you check the circuit box?
She wouldn't let me. She thinks anyone who has to touch the thing is gonna get electrocuted.
So she called me.
Yep.
Where is she?
Putting little Ed down for his nap.
Well, maybe I can handle this and get out of here before she comes back in.
Take me with you.
Come on now, Lonnie. One more month and you'll have your real mother back. God, I'm good.
Lonnie, did you do your book report?
Yes.
Don't take that tone with me.
Okay, I'll do it again.
Did you fix my dryer?
Yes, I did.
Well, what took you so long? Little Ed had to take a nap without his favorite shirt.
And you're certainly welcome. Well, I gotta go.
Oh, fine. Go, just like your father. Never around when I need help.
Well, now, that's not fair, Crystal. I mean, I did close down the shop just to come over here and throw a switch, and I've done a million little things around here just to help out. I think I deserve better than that.
Well, like what? What do you want me to do, pay you?
No.
Well, maybe I should since I've been such a darn nuisance.
Crystal, come on, stop this.
I'll write you a check.
I mean it, Crystal. I really don't appreciate it.
How's $50? Will that make it easier to help out a family member?
Okay, that's it. Look, I know you're pregnant and everything, but you're way out of line here. I've been taking a lot of crap off of you for the last 3 weeks, and what?
I think I'm in labor.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
You didn't do it, Dan. I've been having contractions all morning. I thought it was false labor, but this is it.
Well, it's a month early, Crystal.
Well, you want me to hold it in, Dan?
Okay, let's go. Lonnie, showtime!
I've got a bag packed. It's in the closet.
Okay, Lonnie, your mom's ready. Listen, call Becky, and she'll pick you up and bring you and little Ed over to the hospital. Tell her to call Mrs. Connor at the mall. I'll get the bag.
You gonna be okay, Mom?
Yes, Lonnie. You just take care of your little brother, and honey, I promise, this is the last one. Girl.
Oh, come on now, Crystal. If it's a boy, you'll love it just as much.
The hell I will.
What do we do now?
Cleansing breath. Okay.
Okay. You're doing good.
Oh, you doing too. Good. You too.
How's it going?
Oh, about 4 minutes apart.
Okay. Here's some ice chips. Okay. Baby seems fine. A little early, but in good shape.
My first child was early. Actually, so was my second. I probably should have mentioned that to someone.
It's okay. We can handle it.
Dan, there's a video camera in my overnight bag. Ed wanted to take pictures of the birth, so if he doesn't get here in time, could you do it?
He'll be here.
But if he's not...
Well, Roseanne's the backup coach. She'll be here.
But if
she'll
she's not...
She'll be here. Now, Dan, I don't want to look, Crystal, and you can't make me.
Dad? I called home and there was no answer and, you know, we called the restaurant and Mom already left. Bonnie's gonna track her down for us.
What about your grandfather?
Oh, we left messages at the hotel in the branch office in Seattle.
Say, Darlene, would you like to see a miracle through the eye of a camera?
Gross.
Breathe.
Oh, you breathe, Dan.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Well, shut up, I don't have to listen to you.
It'll hurt a lot less if you do the breathing.
Oh, Dan, I hate your father. He did this
to me and he should be here. He is the scum of the earth.
You know, you're right. He shouldn't miss this. Hold on. Okay, take it from scum of the earth.
Hello? Oh, hi, Bonnie. Are you calling to apologize? No? Well?
You're being very immature about this.
You don't understand, Jackie. She insulted me. She hurt me, okay? I'm the one that's right. And when you're right, you can be as immature as you want to be.
This isn't driving you crazy.
No, I like it.
Well, I can't take it anymore.
Get away from there.
No, no. What if it's one of your kids trying to call?
Well, then I really don't want to get it.
Ah, you pinched me.
No, I know. Next time I'll break your thumb.
Hey.
Hey.
Cool fight.
What are you doing here, David?
I'm looking for Darlene.
Well, she's not home yet.
Okay. What's for dinner?
Sit down, David. Let's talk.
All right.
You don't live here.
I know. I hang around too much. Am I, like, driving everybody crazy?
Well, actually, everybody thinks you're pretty cool, you know, except for your girlfriend.
It's that space thing, isn't it?
You are really crowding her, David. You better back off and give her some time to think.
Okay, but what if, while I'm giving her all this space, another guy moves in and then she decides she likes him better?
Well, then it's good that you find that out now. I mean, because if she's going to be that kind of a girl, David, then she's not good enough for you. Hey. Did you see the way I switched sides there?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Bonnie.
I'm not talking to her.
Oh, grow up.
What's going on? Yeah? Oh, my God. No, I will. I'll tell her. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye.
What did she say?
Well, Crystal just had a baby girl, and we missed it because you're an idiot!
She called me an idiot?
Hey.
Hey, Dan.
Kids all want to come in and say hi.
In a minute, okay?
My little sister's in the nursery now.
Is she okay?
Well, they got her in one of them incubator deals to keep her warm, but she's great.
You think she's pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like bald chicks.
Dan, thanks for hanging in there and for doing all that stuff around my house and for just putting up with me.
Well, I'm family, Crystal. I was happy to do it. But, you know, watching you push the baby out, for that, I gotta charge you.
No.
Hi!
Oh, hey!
Crystal, I'm so sorry.
What happened to you?
Oh, never mind. It's a really long story, and I come off bad in it. So, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm tired, and I'm happy, and, well, since we couldn't get a hold of you, Dan was the birth coach, and he was great.
Ah, I couldn't have done it without you.
Oh, you got your little baby girl.
Oh, you're happy?
Oh, yeah. I just know raising a daughter is going to be one of the most wonderful experiences of my life.
She must have lost a lot of blood.
Oh, hi, honey. Where's your baby brother?
Out in the waiting room with DJ.
Can I have a moment so I can apologize to my wonderful son for being so patient while I was a crazy lady?
Sure. Let's go make faces at the babies.
Listen, she's feeling really guilty and vulnerable right now, so you could definitely get a moped out of this.
Hey, way to go.
Yeah, you know, breathe, push, no big deal.
Oh, but you always look so cute in these scrubs.
You guys ever think about having another one?
Well, what do you say, Dad? It might be fun to have one on purpose.
Am I interrupting?
Yes, please.
I have to stay and close up the restaurant. How's Crystal
in
the building?
Oh, everybody's fine. Lonnie's in there talking to Crystal. Give them a couple of minutes. And, Dan, let's go.
Where are we going?
Well, these two had a fight, and now they're going to make up.
What happened?
Well, you know, your wife, how she can be a big baby sometimes.
Yes.
So, don't let that stop you from apologizing.
Well, I admit, maybe a couple of things that I said might have come out wrong.
And
that's it.
Apology accepted.
And?
Well, I hate fighting with you, you know, because after Jackie and now that Crystal's back to being herself, well, you're like my third best friend, tied with Nancy and Anne Marie.
Apology accepted.
So, did you get the job?
No.
Well, who'd they give it to?
Nobody. They're closing down the restaurant.
What?
Yeah, like in 3 weeks, they're going to turn the whole place into a bargain bin.
Damn.
Yeah, and it ain't like there's a whole lot out there for a couple of career gals like us.
I got like 2 mortgages on my house. Well, let's go look at the new baby.
So, you want to come in?
No. You need your space, and if I came in, I'd just be crowding you.
Oh, okay.
And I need my space, too. So, Monday, after school, I'm just going to hang out with my friends.
Oh, that's great. You have to admit that, you know, making out's a lot better after you take a couple days break.
Definitely. Our lips healed.